News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, Fine Gael's parliamentary party had its first meeting yesterday, which lasted a mere 6 hours. At its conclusion yesterday evening, the Taoiseach and party leader, Leo Varadkar, had this to say.
The consensus that has emerged from the meeting is that Fine Gael is prepared to go into opposition. You know what I've said before during the campaign about a last resort. But, you know, it shouldn't come to that. You know, it shouldn't come to the fact that Fine Gael may be needed. Parties sought a mandate. Other parties sought a mandate, made a lot of extraordinary, impossible promises to the Irish people. And they have a duty now to fulfil those promises or come out here in the plinth and say that they failed.
OK, let's go to Patrick O'Donovan, Fine Gael TD for Limerick, Minister of State for Finance, Public Expenditure and Reform. Patrick, Fine Gael have donned the smoking jacket and you've retired to the lounge with cigars. You're opting out, basically. Is that it?
Well, we got the third biggest mandate of the three largest parties.
By a whisker, Patrick. Like, I mean, what's the seat tally? 30, 38, 37 and 35. That didn't stop you forming governments in 1948 or in 1973 or in 1994.
A totally different context. I mean, in this context, you have a situation where Sinn Féin have the largest number of seats, or Sinn Féin have the largest number of votes, rather, and Fianna Fáil have the largest number of seats. So the onus, first of all, falls to the party with the largest number of seats, and that's Sinn Féin, and they have thrown in the towel after, I think it was 24 or 48 hours. But they've reopened discussions yesterday after people like myself called them out because they didn't talk to the independents. And they haven't really engaged with people seriously at all. They have done what they always do, which is, march the army up to the top of the hill and march them back down again in the full knowledge that they're hoping that they get off the hook. And they're hoping, to be quite honest about it, Shane, that people like yourself let them off the hook. They got a mandate from the people of Ireland on absolutely extraordinary promises. And we didn't get a mandate. What we got was the third largest number of seats. And we were told in no uncertain terms that we were to go into opposition. And that's where we're going.
Yeah, no, I get that point. But I mean, you got a much bigger mandate, for example, than People Before Profit and Solidarity, parties that you're suggesting should be part of this left-wing coalition. Fine Gael got a much bigger mandate. I mean, you got, what, 21.5% of the vote? That's not that far off what Sinn Féin got.
No, but what we also got over the last 4 years was all of these parties combining and uniting on a daily and a weekly basis to oppose what we were doing in government. And they had a very clear mantra, which was to get us out. Every week, you would have reported on Dáil motions, on pieces of legislation,
and
a whole range of things that they united behind constantly. There's about 87 of them there. So they have a very clear majority. I actually don't know why the focus hasn't...
Well, there's not... Now, hang on, Patrick. Hang on. There's not a clear majority. There's not a clear majority. There is about 60-plus... left-wing TDs, and then there's a whole plethora of independents.
Who haven't been asked at all where they stand. There's a lot of new ones, but there's a whole range of people that were there in the last Dáil who had no problem in the last Dáil trooping in behind Sinn Féin week in, week out. And really, rather than asking us what we're doing, the question has to fall to all of these people. Who are you going to vote for, Taoiseach?
No, that's
because
fair.
No,
that's fair. And we will ask.
For the last 4 years.
But it sounds to me like you're all just a bit fed up and you're taking your ball home and you're not going to play anymore.
We've gotten a very clear message from the people of Ireland. And yesterday was the first chance for us to discuss that. And Sinn Féin promised the sun, moon and stars. And it seems that they have the wherewithal to deliver them. But yet they won't sit down in any serious negotiation to deliver them. We were the largest party in the last Dáil. It took us 76 days to put together a government. Sinn Féin are the largest party in this Dáil. And within 48 hours, they're coming out saying, oh, lads, we can't do it. It's somebody else's problem. And that really is them being left off the hook. It's been left off the hook politically.
Yeah, but,
and being left off the hook by the media.
Okay. But aren't Fine Gael being let off the hook as well? I mean, for example, in that last Dáil you mentioned, Fianna Fáil only, I think, had five seats less than Fine Gael. they did the right thing by the country. They supported you in government. Is it not your turn to do something similar?
Well, you see, the last Dáil, again, as I say, we had multiple votes for Taoiseach. And the first thing that happened was you had independents moving across to Enda Kenny and voting with him. So the gap got larger from the get-go. And Micheál Martin saw that more independents were moving towards.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know that. But Kenny, they ultimately still did the right thing. They backed you guys.
Well, because Enda Kenny was negotiating on a constant basis and took 76 days. But what we have ruled out and what Fianna Fáil seemingly have ruled out and what everybody has ruled out is confidence in supply, you know, is something that we're not prepared to go into. Because essentially what you have at the moment is on...
Why are you ruling out confidence in supply?
Because on seat numbers, which the, I think is a margin of about one or two, it's a three-way tie for third. The largest number of seats is Sinn Féin. So they need to exhaust all opportunities. They haven't done that.
Okay.
What we've said yesterday, there's no point in us countenancing anything until such time as they're serious.
Ah.
And they're doing
okay.
What they
so
always
do. You're reserving your position. So you'll come back in once they fail to get a government together. And you present yourselves as Fine Gael, the party that always backs the state, the party that always picks up the pieces. This is just posturing, really, by Fine Gael, isn't it?
Shane, this is serious. I mean, there's no point in asking me a question and then kind of jumping in and saying what we're going to do.
I'm giving you plenty hang on, Patrick. I'm giving you plenty of time to ask the question, but I'm entitled to put the question to you.
Yeah, but if it's a question or if it's a statement, it's two different things. What we've said is Sinn Féin have the largest number of seats. They haven't exhausted all discussions. And even I called that out yesterday. Some of the independent TDs called it out yesterday because they've received no phone call, in inverted commas, from Mary Lou because she's been busy ringing around everybody. But yet there's a big block of votes in the Dáil. They have the very same mandate as Sinn Féin. They have the same mandate as me or any other
Patrick,
TD.
Patrick,
to join in.
You're an experienced politician. You know that even if they could get to 80 votes, a government involving the People Before Profit, Solidarity, and a whole string of left-wing TDs, it wouldn't last about 6 weeks. Mary Lou knows that. You know that as well. That's why they're not going down that road.
Well, I think, like, to be quite honest about it, that's kind of been disrespectful to the mandate of the people who put up their hand and said, I want to be in government, because I don't know anything.
It's a statement of facts.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me finish. I don't know any TD who went door to door with a leaflet saying, vote for me, I want to be in opposition. And if that's the case, they should be called out as well. Every single one of these people had a magic cure for all of the problems in the country. And now they're TDs. So apart from just...
Patrick, I am calling them out. I'm saying they wouldn't stay in government once the first difficult decision had to be made. I am actually calling them out.
Hold on a second. Let them be the people that will say that in negotiations for a programme for government. That hasn't happened. Sinn Féin have done a kind of a Mickey Mouse tour. And within 24 hours, Eoin O'Brien comes out and throws his hands up in the air and says, oh, we can't do it. We need somebody else to do it.
Okay.
This is the tactic they've implied in the North. It's the tactic they've implied in Westminster. And they're trying to apply it again down here. And to be fair, they're getting off the hook because the media are not turning the spotlight on them to the degree which they are, which is, how have you negotiated with X, Y, and Z? Why is it that you haven't put these 87 people into a room and tried to form a government?
Okay. Final question,
they don't want
Patrick.
To do that.
Final question. If it does go through that process and we are several months down the road and still no government being formed, will Fine Gael consider going into government in that scenario?
The Taoiseach has said last night, and he has reiterated, we're not looking beyond anything other than Sinn Féin in the first instance and then Fianna Fáil in the second instance. So they need to be given space. It took us 76 days to do it. The numbers are there. Let them be serious politicians or let them be just people who got a mandate in the full knowledge that they didn't want to be in government.
Okay.
They say they want to be in government. They have the numbers. Let them form a government.
All right. Patrick O'Donovan, Fine Gael TD for Limerick and Minister of State for Finance, Public Expenditure Reform. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.